Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. History, very specifically, of Mr. Curtis Vanderpool, author of Giving Up Sunday, which is available now on Amazon. Curtis, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, it's been a delightful week.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what your listeners think. They may be like, get rid of this guy already.
Or... Your book downloads are going to like, they'll be like, oh, we heard this dude on the Night Nerd. We're going to download his book.
That would be great.
We're going to be optimistic.
But yes. We'll try to be.
Yeah. but yeah, so your new book, it's out. It's available. It's delightful. I was one of the lucky people that got to preview it and stuff. And
you were one of the first to read it.
Yeah. And that I enjoyed it. It was really good. And you will too. Definitely go check it out. But, you know, I'm going to ask you the hard question today.
Okay.
You wrote a book that currently is number one in three different Christian categories on Amazon. What makes you qualified to do that?
Oh, man.
What is your background? You know, what got you to this point that you can write a book about that?
I'm not really one to believe that anybody is really qualified to... you know, like, be an expert on things or to say, especially things about, like, beliefs and theology and all that stuff, but I have grown up in church since I was very, very little. I mean, I literally played Jesus in a play about the about Holy Week before Easter. Nice. We kind of skipped the crucifixion part, though, so they didn't nail me to anything, but when I was 3 years old, I played Jesus, and so I've grown up in churches. I started leading, like, in my youth group at 12 years old. Preached my first sermon to the whole church at 14. And at that, from that point on, it was like I was the one being asked to lead different groups at school or see you at the poll, which is a like Christian gathering for teenage students. And so I've been leading and preaching and really working alongside people in their faith since I was 14, and I'm about to be 30. So, and I've also,
God, you're old.
I am old. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. 30s are going to be good. I've also been a youth pastor for 5 years and worked for a college ministry for 2 or 3 years before that. So I've been in and around, I've had my fingers in different church organizations for literally my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. That's a great pedigree, resume, whatever you want to call it. Now being there, you know, from such a young age, there's an interesting line in Dogma that we didn't talk about Dogma on Tuesday.
Dogma's a great movie.
Right? It's so good. But, you know, there's that line that Janine Garofalo says at the first about faith is like a cup. When you're a kid, it's a small cup. And as you get older, the cup gets bigger. And then she makes a line about how Bethany just needs to get filled. But that's... in your journey, in your growth, you know, do you think that is that kind of something you've noticed, is that as you've gotten older and seen things behind the scenes also, you know, not only grow and mature, but, you know, anytime you get a peek behind the curtain in anything, it opens your eyes. I mean, do you think that that's a true statement?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it takes... One of the things that my mentor always says is that fish don't know they're surrounded by water. So sometimes growing up in a church or any kind of system or institution, like you stop noticing what's going on around you. Like a fish doesn't notice that water is around them until you take them out of the water. And then they're kind of like, oh my gosh, I need water. And so for me, I love that line from Dogma. I would actually say it a little differently though. For me, there's three stages of life and three stages of faith. And this goes for anything, any belief system, even just growing up. And I think as a kid, for the first stage of life, you have a cup and you're filling the cup with things and beliefs and ideas and your perspective on the world. And then I think there's a second stage in life, and that's where you pour the cup out. You say, okay, I've had this for a long time. Now I want to try something different. And so you pour it out. We call it deconstruction. I think the majority of people in our world, the majority of Christians get stuck in the first cup. They fill their cup up with what they're told from when they're kids, and they stick with that. And the water gets stale and nasty and moldy. But then the opposite side of that, a lot of my friends who are not believers and want nothing to do with church or Christianity or faith at all, they get stuck in the second stage where they totally just pour it all out and then they've just got an empty cup. And that's hard because you're empty. You feel empty. The third stage I call reconstruction. It's where you refill the cup with something better. And that's kind of where I'm at. That's the stage I'm in right now. And that's why I wrote this book, is to kind of connect with people who are at the end of that first stage. Their water's getting stale. They can't stand what they've been fed their whole life. Or they're in the second stage. They've gotten rid of it. They want nothing to do with it, but they maybe find themselves a little bit empty. So we're talking about how can we rebuild a faith and a belief in something bigger than ourselves, in community and love, and a calling in our life that has more purpose than what we've seen in church our whole lives.
Yeah.
So,
and on that, you know, you're breaking it down into those three categories, and you mentioned that you've worked with both youth groups, mm-hmm. college groups, mm-hmm. Older ministries, things like that. Different people have different times when they have their full cup, their empty cup, their refilled cup. You can't put a date or a timestamp on anything like that. But is there, when you see people fill their cup, because, mm-hmm. There's some people who do it at 3 and some people do it at 30.
Yeah.
What is that process like? Knowing what you know, how do you fill the cup to make it enticing, I guess?
Okay.
So the
first stage, the three stages, I call them construction. You construct your beliefs. Deconstruction, you take them apart and analyze them. Reconstruction, you build it better. Construction is, it's got to be tangible. So that's why it's like, okay, so what do I do as a Christian? Well, you read your Bible, you pray, and you go to church. Okay, that's tangible. So you're building. But deconstruction, like, you've been doing that forever and you're like, this isn't really working. I'm not really seeing what I was told I would get. And that's a good time to start picking it apart and saying, okay, why do I do this? Why is this good for me? Is this good for me? Do I need to try something different? And then the reconstruction, man, reconstruction may be one of the more difficult, because you kind of have to come to a place where you can accept the things that frustrated you, that hurt you, the people maybe that hurt you or betrayed you. You have to come to a place where you can accept those things and say, it is what it is, it's part of who I am, now I'm going to move past it rather than avoiding it. It doesn't matter. Typically, deconstruction starts around high school or college, and then reconstruction is who knows when it starts. But I think what you need in those times are people. You need community that will walk with you through that. And it will balance you. You know, if you start to go way left, they'll say, hey, I think you should come back here. But if you don't, I'm going with you, so you're not doing it alone. I think that's the single most important thing, is that you have people with you that love you so that you always feel safe to journey wherever it is that you're headed.
And that's been, something that you've hit on all week, that community and that faith and being together is really, really important. As you've gone through your journey, from baby Jesus to now.
That's a great way to say it.
Without getting too far, have you gone through those three stages?
Like I said, I think I'm in the third stage, and I think the third stage is really lifelong. Like, you're always learning and growing and adapting and changing. I was the card-carrying Christian all through middle school and high school, I was the kid that was bound and determined to like not cuss on my football team. And that's gone out the window. But somewhere, college, obviously, high school a little bit, like I just had deep, deep questions that I was getting really shallow answers to. And I didn't, worse than not having answers, I felt alone. Mm-hmm. Dealing with that loneliness was so difficult. My whole life I felt very lonely because I felt like I wasn't getting, people weren't meeting me in the deep things because they were scary or different. And somewhere around 22, I was just kind of over that, kind of gave up on church. And ironically, that's like right before I started working for one as a youth pastor. And so I did that and I learned to love on people in the church, people that embodied what I hated about Christianity. And ironically, that's kind of what led me to the third stage, is to say like, okay, church is messed up. Christians are stupid and they screw things up all the time. I've got to move past that to a place where I can love them just as much as I love anybody else. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And that's why I wrote this book, is to say, hey, I know how you feel. I've felt that my whole life. I think there's a different way to do this and we can move forward together.
Nice. Well, I'm really, really excited. Tomorrow we're really going to jump into the book and dive into it and, get in the nitty gritty of things. But yeah, we're really, really glad to have you on the show this week, man. It's been a lot
Thanks,
of fun.
Thanks, man. It's been so much fun.
Yeah. Let us know. Hit us up. You can find us, The Night Nerd, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, YouTube, we're out there. Email nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Curtis, where can these fine folks find you?
You can check out my website. It's got a blog on there and several other things. Links to my book as well. That's curtisvanderpool.com. Or you can check me out on social media, Curtis Vanderpool on Instagram, @KDVanderpool on Twitter. Or if you want to get more personal, you can email me. It's curtis@curtisvanderpool.com.
Always with a K. Don't forget.
Always with a K.
That's the proper spelling.
That's right.
But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.